34 from September of 2007, living in the present. I remember when I was a freshman in prep school, that is boarding Lutheran High School, for those of you who didn't grow up Lutheran, we were given permission to have our first dance on campus. It was going to be a bit awkward because we had to import girls from other high schools since we were an all-male institution. But we were very excited anyway and couldn't wait until October 12, 1965, to hear that rock and roll band and dance with these imported girls. I guess that from the end of August until October, I probably went to classes, played sports, adjusted to dormitory life, and met new friends, but I really couldn't tell you because I was all focused on that October 12th date. I had built up such expectations by the time the big day rolled around that it couldn't possibly live up to them, and it didn't. Actually, Cinderella's ball probably couldn't have lived up to my expectations. One of the lessons I learned from that experience, but didn't completely learn, is that I must not live in the future because it means that I am ignoring the things that are going on in the present. There are meaningful moments to be had on each day, and we miss them when we are focused on the future solely. For example, I have a birthday coming up soon, and I've been thinking back on some previous birthdays. I couldn't wait to be 14 so that I'd be in high school. Then I couldn't wait to be 16 so I could drive. The next big one was 21, so I could get my Wisconsin State ID and drink 3-2 beer with the guys. Then at age 30, I realized I had no more special birthdays. I guess they would still be kind of special, but in a bad sort of way. There's the big 4-0, the big 5-0, the big 6-0, and so on. I guess 65 is a big one because you can be on Medicare, and at 70, I'll probably take Social Security. But these are only birthdays now, so that people can make fun of you for getting old. For example, on my 40th birthday, my friends hung black crepe paper, gave me gifts of Geritol and X-Lax, and hung signs that said, "Over the Hill." Equally important is to get out of living in the past, as if only the things that happened in the past will still keep happening now, whether they are good or bad. Sometimes we hang on to our past as if it is the all-important determiner of our future. Sometimes we hang on to the glory days of the past, as if nothing like this could ever happen again, and life is pretty much over now. There is an old saying, if you have 1 foot in tomorrow and 1 foot in yesterday, you're pretty much spitting on today. Living in the day is easier said than done. As children of God, we can remember our mistakes so that we don't repeat them, but drop the guilt. We can anticipate the glory to come, however, this is the day that the Lord has made and the one that we live.